This week in the Civil War, in mid-November 1862, on the day after General Ambrose Burnside had assumed command of the Army of the Potomac, George McClellan said farewell to those long considered to be soldiers of his army. One soldier later wrote that the men were wild with excitement. They threw their hats into the air and cheered their old commander as long as his escort was in sight. Although some officers and men recognized Little Mac's shortcomings, most in his army idolized him. Despite his propensity to procrastinate and his failures in battle, the positive feelings that the army held for McClellan would soon become a substantial burden for Ambrose Burnside, who within a week would submit to Lincoln a plan to capture Richmond, which unfortunately would result in a Union disaster at Fredericksburg. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.